producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thank you again for tuning in. We really, really do appreciate it. And, you know, there's a lot going on today, but you know, we haven't talked about marijuana in a while. I think maybe marijuana hasn't been in the news for about a good 4 or 5 days, except for that carrot bust where, remember, they dressed up a whole bunch of marijuana, making it look like carrots and hiding it among carrots, and they had, you know, orange duct tape and stuff. All right, that was, I think, the last marijuana story. But here we have a poll of what Americans want. And alarmingly, I don't know if alarmingly is the word, because some people are pretty excited about this, the majority of Americans are supporting marijuana legalization. They say the percentage of Americans who support marijuana legalization rose 4 points to now 52% when YouGov asked the same question back in March 2015. More than half of adults under the age of 65 support legalization, but still strong opposition from those age 65 and older. See, I wonder why. You know, because I wonder if, you know, many of the, you know, people 65 and older kind of remember the hippie days. And they were like, oh, no, nobody got anything done. You know, and you waited at the gas station for 2 hours because, you know, nobody came out because they were sitting there getting baked. I don't know. See, to me, you know, I never really, you know, I was born after that whole hippie age. So for me, I'm like, yeah, it's great. Legalize it. I think it's awesome. We'll study it more. We'll use it medicinally. This could be pretty awesome. But I guess the older people are like, no, not again. Democrats were overwhelmingly in favor of a more relaxed position on cannabis. 66% supported an end to prohibition. This contrasted, they said, contrasted with Republicans. Just over a third of GOP supporters support legalization. Around half of independent voters sided with legalization. You know, the Republicans always are looked at as the party poopers. You guys notice that? You know, and conservatives, I told you this, you know, when I was in high school, you took a test to figure out if you were, you know, Democrat or Republican. It wasn't liberal or conservative back then. It was, are you Democrat or Republican? So you start going through, and I didn't know what I was, okay? So you start going through the questions. You know, are you for, you know, helping the poor? Yeah, for helping the poor. Are you for this? Are you for this? Are you for this? And you're answering all the questions, and you look as Democrat as could be. Yeah, let's legalize this. Let's support this. Let's do this. Let's pay for this. Let's pay for this. Absolutely. Then all of a sudden, they started to ask some, you know, more practical questions. Okay, is it fair to ask this person who's struggling financially to pay for this other person? Oh, no, don't you, no. Wait a second, hold on a second here. Should tax dollars go to abortions? Oh, well, wait a second here. No, I know not. And you know, when you start to see the logistics, you know, it's like the GOP, unfortunately, is forced to be the party that kind of grounds everybody. And so even though a lot of us, even in the medical field, we're like, yee-haw, it's so easy to say, let's support marijuana legalization, go for it. It's very easy, and I say it all the time. I'm like, let's do it, guys. Give the cops a break so they don't have to sit there and be dealing with petty crimes like marijuana possession. Let them, you know, deal with the heavier crimes. Let's study it more. I think it's great. It's many times the conservatives going, okay, can we just kind of stop and look at the logistics here for a second? Okay, you start to legalize marijuana. What are we going to do with our kids? What are we going to do with workers getting hurt on the job? What are we going to do with, you know, driver fatalities when somebody's response time is down? And they're like, oh, man, you're just a party pooper. Come on. And so that it's a very difficult position for the Republicans to be in. You know, just like with immigration. Let everybody come in. Open the borders. Let everybody come in. Let's do it. And it's such a positive message that a lot of liberals have. Let the borders, let there not be an illegal versus illegal delineation. Open the borders, let people come in, let them use, you know, our services. And it's such a nice, you know, position, you know, to rally around. And I love that. You know, the part of me from my college days are like, absolutely. That's what we're here for. Everybody holding hands and whatever. And then it takes the conservatives to go, okay, hold on a second, hold on a second. What's going on with background checks? What's going on with, you know, who's using our health care? Who's taking our jobs? Who's taking our, and then, and so it's that, so, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's hard for those of us that have both, you know, socially moderate views as well as conservative views. You know, we kind of seem to go back and forth. So, but it looks like the majority of the people per this poll want marijuana legalized, and I see it happening. Okay, you know, majority rules. So it'll be voted in. They say 66% of those polled said the attempt to enforce the country's marijuana laws cost more than it's worth. And they say 14% disagree. Now, that's interesting. They say the enforcement is costing us more than it's worth. How much money is going into marijuana law enforcement? Okay, I mean, I was under the impression that a lot of the previous, shall we say, if I could use the right criminal justice terminology, I thought a lot of the funds allocated towards that would have kind of been not used as much because it hasn't been as much of a priority. And, you know, it's kind of like with our Social Security money and our Medicare money. It's all in one big pool. It's all in one big pot. So you're like, wait a second. Why isn't my Social Security there for me when I finally turn the ripe age? Well, it's not there now. Why not? I saw the money go in. Where's the money? So I figured that was some sort of a big pool. They across the pond, they say, in Great Britain, oh, only 49% want marijuana to be, I guess, available. Germany opposes legalization by 45%. So, you know, we'll see. Four states right now have legalized marijuana. We got Oregon. Sorry about that. Now I'm having some major computer issues. By the way, if any of you guys know how to deal with the MacBook Pro, my MacBook Pro is completely pink. Right? Tom and I were talking about, I guess now, you know, it's woken up for breast cancer awareness, but we're not even in that month and it's completely pink. Anyway, all right. So, marijuana legal in Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Alaska, and the District of Columbia. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffer from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a frozen man had been revived from the brink of death after being found in the snow with no pulse. A man from Pennsylvania has brought attention again to the theory that you're not dead until you're warm and dead. Whenever you find somebody lying in the cold, they could still be alive. Just there's, you know, the sub-zero temperatures outside is driving their pulse rate really, really down when they're hypothermic. Anyway, Justin Smith, 26 years old, was walking home in below freezing temperatures after having a few beers with friends last winter. He blacked out, according to the Lee Valley Health Network. The college student was in the snow for hours. hours as temperatures plunged to 4 degrees Fahrenheit before zero. He was found the next morning when his father, Don Smith, saw his son lying by the road. He was blue in the face. He was lifeless. I checked for a pulse. I checked for a heartbeat. There was nothing. Can you imagine being the dad? Oh, my gosh. Nearly a year after the ordeal, Justin Smith now was finally healthy enough to thank his doctors at a news conference. Yeehaw! His doctors said Smith's incredible tale of survival may affect how they treat other hypothermic patients in the future. So paramedics came, obviously. They saw the son unconscious, and they didn't give up. They started CPR and chest compressions because they know you're not dead until you're warm and dead, which is another reason why sometimes, if we can't warm you up in the field, obviously we start CPR, but if we have you stable, can't find a pulse, we bring you to the hospital, warm you up, and then again, we just don't stop. There are signs and symptoms of death. We've talked about the stages and the hours and the rigor mortis and other, signs, but if you're not showing those signs, we don't stop. And it's thank God for, the great first responders out there and the doctors in the ER. Dr. Gerald Coleman, an emergency medicine physician at Lee Valley Hospital in Hazleton, Pennsylvania, had Smith rushed to the hospital. Oh, there he goes. You're not dead until you're warm and dead. You see? See? Coleman said on the network website, referring to a phenomenon in which people who are kept at cold temperatures can be revived despite a lack of all vital signs. So he was brought to the emergency room. There was no way for them to get an accurate body temperature, even rectally, but the doctor did not give up. He transferred him via helicopter to a hospital where he could be hooked up to a machine called the ECMO, the extracorporeal membrane oxygenation. And this warms the blood and oxygenates it and then pumps it back into the body. It is so cool. Dr. James Wu, a cardiothoracic surgeon at Lee Valley Hospital, said it was still a long shot that he could survive, but the machine was turned on, and within 90 minutes, the patient's heart was beating on his own. They say with very low temperatures, it could preserve the brain and other organ functions. Isn't your body phenomenal being able to go into, that shutdown mode? In spite of his survival, he did not wake up immediately. Obviously, they were concerned about brain damage being down that long, and you don't know how many hours he had been having lack of oxygen throughout the night prior to him being found. He also had severe frostbite, lost his toes and pinkies due to frostbite because obviously the blood tried to shunt to the brain, shunt to the heart, and left the pinkies and the toes, the little tippy toes, on their own. 30 days after he was found with no pulse, the boy woke up in the hospital room, surrounded by family. He is back at school at Penn State and plans to get a degree in psychology. Thank the Lord. He said it's amazing, something I never heard of, and way to go. Unfortunately, there was a female that did not fare so well. Elizabeth Lubick, 21 years old, was found dead outside a home in Milwaukee on Sunday. She was intoxicated after she left a house party, and I believe she was only wearing shorts. She had no coat. And I guess she stormed out of a house party into sub-zero conditions in Wisconsin. She was discovered by a passerby at about 9 a.m. Sunday in front of a home in Milwaukee. They said apparently she was intoxicated and then found dead, according to Milwaukee County Medical Examiner's report. And I know some of you guys are like, wait a second. Why didn't they do the same thing on her that they did on him? If she was already showing signs of death, then, they won't go through that. They said she was not wearing a coat. Temperatures were 6 degrees below zero. She left her friends after an argument, was wearing short stockings and only a tank top. She was obviously not dressed for it. She had been drinking and, unfortunately, didn't make it. When you see things like this, and a lot of us have kids that are this age. I mean, my son is turning 16, and I just sit there and I pray, but I just want to take him and just handcuff him right to my wrist, going, don't go to the parties, don't get drunk, we do stupid things when we're drunk, just stupid things. And she got mad. She stormed out. Some of you have never been drunk. Okay, and you don't drink. It's not part of your religion. It's just not part of your you know, behavior. And you smart move. But you know, many have asked, what is it like? I don't drink. Okay, so what is going on? I mean, are you completely a different person? And for those of you who have drunk and they're like, tell them like it is. But again, I've never been so drunk that I didn't know what I was doing. But I got to tell you, you get a sense of empowerment. Okay, you get a sense that you could do or say anything. And you also get a sense that you're sexy. You know I'm rip-roaring drunk, and my tongue is falling out of my face, and I've burped 4.5 times and vomited, but I am sexy. And so you're a little delusional. And, you know, delusion is when you think something that's really not reality. And so a lot of us think we're sexy, a lot of us think we're, and maybe we're sexy to somebody else drunk, which is why you don't hear the term delusional. I mean, delusional is where nobody in the world would agree that you are, you know, what you are. But, you know, when you're around a bunch of drunk people, they're like, yeah, Dahlia, you could sing. And I'm like, yeah, I could sing. And I was like, hey, Dahlia's the best singer. Let's sell tickets. And, you know, decisions get made. All right? I can't tell you how many times I was going to go on concert and leave medical school to go on, you know, I was going to go and perform across the world. Because I was the greatest singer out there. And then the next day, you know, my friends had to remind me that, you know, I left medical school to go back up to the dean, going, look, I know I was going to go on a world tour, but I think I'm going to take a rain check on that. Do you mind if I still stay in medical school? Well, yeah, we could start the paperwork all over again, but you'll have to re-enroll as a freshman. I was a freshman for 8 years. No, I'm joking. No, I never left medical school, but it's just what you do. So somebody says, don't go out in the cold. You know, it's cold outside, like that song, and you're like, I'm fine. You don't tell me what to wear. You don't tell me what to do. I am fine. And, you know, we love dramatic exits. When you're drunk, we love to be very dramatic, okay, when we leave. The door slamming, the knocking things over, the, you know, making a scene. You know, you feel like, you know, you are the star. And unfortunately, very bad decisions get made in a variety of contexts. So it's a shame. On a happy note, Jamie Foxx, Oscar winner, I guess is a hero. And he played a hero in real life when a man whose pickup truck crashed and caught fire in front of Jamie Foxx's home. Brett Kyle was driving his Toyota Tacoma at a high rate of speed in Moore Park. It's a town in Ventura County, California. The truck left the road, traveled to a drainage ditch, rolled over multiple times. I believe he might have been intoxicated with alcohol. I heard a report. I can't confirm that. And so the truck went on the passenger side and caught fire while the boy or the man was still inside. And then Jamie Foxx said, as I'm getting him out, he said, you've got to help me get you out because I don't want to have to leave you. According to Jamie Foxx, I said, you've got angels around you. Foxx and an off-duty EMT cut Kyle out of his seatbelt, and the man lived. Jamie Foxx said, I don't look at it as heroic. I just look at it as you had to do something. It all worked out. Fire crews arrived on the scene a minute later. They reported the vehicle as fully involved in a fire. The patient was taken to the hospital with burn injuries. No one else was in the truck. And according to the captain, Mike Lindbergh, he said it was a courageous thing to do. You know, it's rare that you see somebody jump in like that. You know, many of us remember Charlie's Angels, where the car explodes. When a car is on fire, it explodes, and so because of the gas tank. And so a lot of us do not want to go up to a burning car because in the movies they show how it explodes. And so you only have seconds. And we never want you to become a victim, but this was very well done on Jamie Foxx's and the ENT's part. Well done. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Hi there, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and we're looking in this time of terrible financial crash, terrible meltdown of the medical system, we're looking to pay people obscene amounts of money if you become a student of our business at Youngevity. We will help you actually take care of people better than the medical system has. Think about it. We spend more money in America for healthcare than all the other 218 nations the world put together, and they can't even solve weight loss problems. I mean, the medical system, they have a total mental brain fart, and if you do this, you will be able to save an enormous amount of people from being overweight, being obese. They don't even know what causes obesity. Believe me, we know what causes obesity. In the medical system, they think it's from eating too much. It's not from eating too much. It's actually a mineral deficiency. Do you solve a iron deficiency anemia with a bone marrow transplant? That's what they think. Do you solve a mineral deficiency that causes obesity with a gastric bypass? That's dumber than a stump. Contact us at GCNminerals.com. Learn how to lose weight, look good, and save yourselves a gob of money.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Right, so we are being told that 2015 is the warmest year on record, according to NASA and the NOAA, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Record keeping has began since the year 1880, and they say last year, 2015, was the Earth's warmest. Okay, I don't get it because I have been freezing. I thought I've been cold, and to me, it's been very cold and wet, and I know everyone's saying it's El Nino, but I'm kind of confused. They said it's been clear for quite some time that 2015 would steal the distinction of the hottest year from 2014. 10 out of the 12 months last year being the warmest respective months on record, and those records go back 136 years. So they say it is no surprise. They say here the average temperature across the entire planet was 1.62 degrees Fahrenheit above the 20th century average, which is more than 20% higher than the previous highest departure on average. He said this was aided by a December that looked more like March or April for much of the northern hemisphere. Wait a second. You know, I think, you know, back east is supposed to get its first nor'easter or its first major winter storm. And I have to admit, that does seem a little late in the year. They say December became the first month to ever reach 2 degrees Fahrenheit above normal for the whole entire United States. Why was 2015 so warm? They think it was El Nino. And El Nino, I guess, this has been one of the strongest El Ninos ever, joined with 1997 and the 1998 El Nino season. El Ninos is significant warming over the tropical ocean waters of the Pacific. They not only warm the water, but then they pump lots of excess heat into the atmosphere, raising global temperatures. I doubt it's our cars doing this, but some people think it's our cars that we're driving is causing this. El Nino, and of course, President Obama thinks that is our biggest threat to national security right now, today. So, I know. Yeah. El Nino, I guess years tend to be warmer than non-El Nino years. We've talked about this. And I wonder if it's going to mess with the Olympics. You wonder. All right. So, okay, warm. I'm freezing. I mean, I am sitting here in blankets as I do my show. I'm just freezing. But,
Oh, come on now.
I got blankets around me.
Yeah. What's the temperature?
I think the temperature is 62 right now. Let me look up my Google phone. Hold on.
Oh, why? 62. Oh, let me bust out the world's smallest violin player. We are at 12. We broke 12. Negatives.
Oh, come on. But you guys get snow, so you get to make snow angels and, you know.
Yeah, you can if you want to go freeze. I'll stay inside and drink cocoa.
It's very. Oh, no, we're 52 degrees. 52
okay.
degrees.
Okay, I was going to say, we've got a coworker whose office is 62, and I was like, boo-hoo to him.
Yeah. I know. You know what, though? But see, my problem is, you know, we live in Vegas, so it looks hot outside. So you're looking outside the window, you think it's hot, and of course you walk out in a tank top and your flip-flops. Then all of a sudden, it's like, ooh, you know, desert, very misleading. Not fun at all. All right, now we got more Zika news. The CDC is urging Zika testing for women who are pregnant. Pregnant women who feel sick, who have visited countries in which the Zika virus is spreading, they say should see a doctor soon and be tested for infection, even though the tests are not perfect yet. Now, of course, we're concerned because the Zika virus is causing infants to be born with microcephaly, small heads, such that their brains don't develop well. And the advice is, I guess, now being sent by the CDC, or encouraged by the CDC. And the guidelines included a testing algorithm to show doctors how to proceed with a worried patient who is pregnant and has recently lived in or traveled to an area where the virus is being transmitted. Now, what I'm kind of unsure about is you can't treat the virus. So I'm not sure what they're going to do. Now, I understand you want to know if the baby is going to have issues so that you are ready and prepared when the baby is born. But I don't want there to be any false hope that, you know, somebody could be treated for the Zika virus and we could prevent fetal transmission. They say, according to Dr. William Schaffner, all right, Schaffner, the chairman of preventative medicine at Vanderbilt University, for such a woman, the picture at the guidelines presented is pretty bleak. Some of the other recommended tests result in false positive outcomes. Others are not very useful until late in pregnancy. Moreover, the nation's top laboratories simply do not have the capacity to test all the women who should be tested. Of course, they're not ready. Pregnant women who fall ill with Zika usually look like they got the flu. They got fever, rash, joint pain, their eyes get red, and it's usually a couple weeks after travel. So they're saying if you're traveling or a couple weeks afterward, you should get blood test results for the virus. Those with no symptoms do not need blood tests. So they say 80% of infected people never develop symptoms. So how are you identifying which fetus is going to need help when they're born? You know, it's if the pregnant mom doesn't have symptoms. So you're going to have a lot of pregnant women going, you know what, I have the symptoms. Here, test me. Dr. Denise Jameson, one of the CDC authors, acknowledged that there is no way to know whether the babies of mothers who did not get noticeably ill might be harmed. So why are they recommending the testing? They said the CDC and a few top state labs, you know, may be able to do it. But where they're looking at, you know, what about women near Puerto Rico? And, you know, coming from Brazil or Colombia, Ecuador, El Salvador, French Guinea, Panama, Paraguay, Saint Martin, Suriname, Honduras, Haiti. So there's a lot of countries and territories that have confirmed Zika transmission. And Zika originally started in Africa. You still see it in Africa. You still see it in Asia. But the transmission is far less intense. So what they would do is test for antibodies and then decide if you have it. Again, I'm not really sure what they would do for you if you have it because there's no treatment for that. Now, for women who experience symptoms that have a positive or inconclusive test, they're going to get an ultrasound to check on the baby, and they're going to get amniocentesis. Now, I had an amniocentesis. That's where they stick a needle in the stomach and they pull out amniotic fluid. Believe it or not, it didn't even hurt. I didn't even feel it. So they took out amniotic fluid, not because of Zika, they did it on me. They did it because I had to give birth early because the baby wasn't growing. He was like, you know what? You know, I don't like all this chocolate mama's eating. I'm not going to grow. No. I fed him a lot of fish. Now he likes fish. Anyway, so what they do is they suck out some of the fluid, the amniotic fluid. They test it for the Zika virus. A positive result in the amniotic fluid would mean they're infected. And then, again, we still don't know what they would do. Okay, there's no medication, there's no treatment for that. Now, Brazil is already on the case by now weaponizing mosquitoes. This is very, very interesting. They think Zika has infected nearly 5 million Brazilians. That's 1 in 100. And so Brazil has turned to using a biological weapon, genetically modified mosquitoes and parasite-infected mosquitoes, to go and mate with the Aedes aegypti mosquito that carries Zika and hopefully cause it to die before it could go and infect others. In 2015, the Pan American Health Organization estimates Brazil had its worst year of dengue fever with some 1.6 million cases. So they have issues of these mosquito-vectored illnesses. And they think 1.5 million were infected with Zika. Between dengue and Zika, there could be more because many times people don't show symptoms. So what this is going to do is, let me see here, I'm not going to go into the lovey-dovey act that the mosquitoes have to go through, but if you mate with one of these genetically modified, you will die, or the offspring will die. So don't, well, that's the mosquito, okay? Brazil is also testing another weaponized form of the mosquito. This one is infected with a parasite, Wolbachia. That reduces the mosquito's lifespan. Usually mosquitoes live a good 4 weeks, and it takes 10 days between a mosquito picking up a virus and then multiplying. With this parasite-infected mosquito, they would hopefully die before they could transmit dengue fever or Zika. And that's what they're working on. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees, ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, we love talking about jobs and economy on this show because a healthy person is a working person, I noticed many times. And Fortune.com has the 25 best jobs for the year 2016. Late last year, Glassdoor estimated that approximately 45% of Americans with a job or looking for one plan to launch a job hunt in 2016. And the job site I guess, now has some recommendations on some occupations that job seekers would be well advised to pursue. Number one of the list is a data scientist. They say there are 1,736 openings right now for data scientists, a median base salary of six figures, $116,840. So, for those of you that are really kind of into data and analyzing data and being all scientific with the data, my guess, all right, tax manager. There are 1,500 job openings right now for tax manager, base salary $108,000. A solutions architect. Now, I'm not going to go slower. Just re-listen to the replay, okay? This is on you can go to fortune.com and you can find it. So, okay, I'll post it on my Facebook. I'll post it on my Facebook and Twitter. Solutions architect, number of job openings, 2,900. Base salary, 119,000. Okay, I don't know what a solutions architect is. I guess, all right, you know what? You have a problem? All right, you need to fix it. I got a solution, and I will break down, I will architect the solution so you guys know how to do it. That's my guess. I love that kind of stuff. An engagement manager. 1,300 openings, base salary, 125 grand. A mobile developer. I guess our mobile developers, they develop apps and stuff and mobile type stuff. I don't know. 2,200 job openings, your base salary is 90 grand. A human resources manager. 3,400 openings, base salary, 85 grand. And by the way, before you guys go look, I can't do that. I've never worked in human resources. Okay, if you have a good personality, if you have management skills, if you have organizational skills, I worked in human resources without a bit of competency, obviously, good grammar, right? Without a bit of experience, and it's a job. It's a difficult, you know, it's a difficult job. But you know, don't say I can't do that because I've never worked in human resources. If you've done any sort of communications or marketing or administrative, okay, once you learn. Yeah, you know, once you learn, you know, the ropes, you know, these are jobs I would really consider approaching because they need good people like you. Physician assistants, okay? A lot of schooling, though, to become a physician assistant, but apparently there's 3,300 jobs out there, base salary 97 grand. Physician assistants are now making six figures. They used to not, and now they do. Product manager, 6,600 job openings, base salary 106,000. Managing a product manager, yeah, software engineer, 49,000 job openings right now, base salary 95 grand. Audit manager, 95 grand. Analytics manager, 105 grand. Software development manager, 135 grand. Product marketing manager, 115 grand. Marketing manager, 90 grand. A QA manager, quality assurance, 85 grand. Finance manager, 115 grand. Business development manager, 80 grand. A UX user experience designer, 91 grand. Strategy manager, 130 grand. Technical account manager, 69 grand. A consultant, being a consultant, 84 grand. About 1,000 job openings for that. I could consult you all on how to, I don't know what I do. Yeah. I guess I can't get that job. Construction superintendent, 78 grand. Nurse practitioner makes a little more than physician assistant, 99 grand. I got to tell you, most nurse practitioners and PAs that I know are well over six figures. So consider those. But again, a lot of schooling, a lot of schooling. Electrical engineer, again, a lot of schooling, 76 grand 900. Software architect, 130 grand. They say the most sought after position among the top 25 is software engineer. And many of these jobs are tech jobs. Okay, so they but you know, wow, the salaries. You know, this is what I think. You know, we talk about how the youth is kind of struggling with what they want to do. And I think one of the reasons is because, you know, many of us have just listened to that list going, what the heck are those jobs? You know, I mean, it was really easy when it was doctor, pilot, lawyer. Those were pretty easy. But, you know, the one thing I noticed, you know, right off the bat is many doctors, when they get out of school, they make less than a lot of those jobs. And after all those years of schooling, you know, no wonder less people want to go into medicine. Same thing with law. You know, going through all the years of schooling and then going through the bar, you know, and learning how to sue and subpoena and brief and debrief. You know, I wouldn't want to be a lawyer. It's a lot of years and people hate you. And these guys right there making more money. So it looks like tech is the biggie. You understanding tech, you having a creative mind. But that's another thing, too. If you kind of look at that, okay, you know, management, there's a lot of jobs. And we were talking about how by the year 2020, there's going to be at least 5 million job losses net because of robotics and computers and technology taking over. The one thing that, again, I don't think companies are going to want is a robot doing the creativity or thinking of the marketing. Or I can't tell you how many times, and I don't get paid for it, people ask me my marketing advice, and you look at something and you're like, this is the angle you need to go. And yeah, I'm sure a robot could do it or a computer could do it, but it takes somebody that really understands people and understands the nuances of emotions, and it takes a person to do that. If you have those skills, you're going to be fine. If you understand how to operate robots and operate computers and operate systems and understand glitches, okay? That's big. Like right now, my MacBook Pro, the computer is all pink. I don't know what the heck is going on, and from what I'm seeing online, it means I need to bury it. And I don't understand, because I think it's like right over my warranty. When did I get it? I think about a year ago. So that really, really stinks. So I got to figure out what's going on. But, once you're so reliant on computers, when they start to falter, what's the first thing you do? You don't call another computer. Well, I did. I went to Google. But you find a human being. You find a human being that knows how to handle the computer. So there will be jobs. There's going to be less jobs out there, but it's going to be your job to get trained and to be able to overcome the computer. And if you can do that, I think you're going to be fine. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. $5 million Ebola vaccine deal has been announced at Davos. All right. We have been waiting for an Ebola vaccine. Unfortunately, it's about a year and a half too late. But the vaccine, which Merck is developing, will be used in emergencies and further clinical trials. And I guess we have this VSV-EBOV approved. It's the first licensed Ebola vaccine in the world. The drug is in an investigative phase, according to Gavi, which is a nonprofit organization, Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance. So, I guess a deal has announced at the World Economic Forum in Davos on Wednesday. So, announced at Davos. Merck is the one that's going to be making it, okay? Davos. All right. And they said the most recent Ebola-related death in Sierra Leone says that, look, you know, Ebola is going to be around with us for a while. Okay, I mean, you know, this outbreak may be controlled, but there's still going to be little smolders around the world. That's where we're going to have, especially in that part of the country, where Ebola is going to reactivate in people who had healed, or it's going to be show up in people who were infected that accidentally got it. So we've already had 11,315 people die. Sierra Leone, Liberia, Guinea being hit the most. 30,000 cases reported. So there is a market for a vaccine. So good for them for being on top of it. Whew. All right, I apologize. This was through a pink screen. I know I need to print my stories next time, but I'm trying to save the trees. All right, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All right, you want me to program the second hour?
Berkey is your premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad taste and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the healthful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with two Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.